Chapter 34, An Escape from a Threatened Danger. Alas, after the death of Muhammad, Mohammedanism did not disappear. On the contrary, his successors continued the holy war unabated. These successors are at times called with the strange word, caliphs. The great object of Muhammad, that the whole world must believe in him and accept his religion, was also pursued by the caliphs. Those Mohammedans stormed forward with the sword in fist. They did not fear death, because the braver they fought, the greater would be the glory which they would receive. One country after another was conquered at a fast rate. It seemed as if nothing could stop their victorious march. After Arabia had been subdued, the Mohammedan armies marched further in a northerly direction. Palestine, Syria, and the Persian Empire were conquered and struck down. The Mohammedans pressed on still further. Also, Asia Minor was trampled underfoot and subdued by the Mohammedan warriors. Dark days dawned for the Church of God. In Asia Minor, God had greatly glorified his grace. There, the Church of God had flourished. Just think of Ephesus, where the Apostle John had preached for many years. Just think of Smyrna, where the godly Polycarp labored with much blessing to a great age. Seven flourishing Christian churches had been there. Just read the first chapters of the book of Revelation. All those churches disappeared and perished. Ah, in all those places, the pure doctrine of godliness had vanished for a long time already. Also there, the church had believed the lie and had departed from the foundation which had been laid by the apostles. Also there, the abominable errors had crept in. They had been warned, but it was of no avail. Then God punished those unfaithful, far-departing churches. The threatened judgment of God did come. Through the Apostle John, the Lord had foretold that already. Just read what is written in Revelation 2, verse 5. There we read that the Lord said, "Repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place." A candlestick spreads light. With that candlestick is intended the light of truth. God would remove his word from those places. The preaching of the gospel would not always have its continuance there, but an end would come to it. And that would not come slowly. No, for we read in God's word, quickly. That means suddenly, taken by surprise. When no one would suspect it, when it was no longer expected, then it would happen quickly. Well then, that terrible judgment of God was now fulfilled. The Mohammedan armies did come there suddenly, quickly, and in all those places where formerly flourishing Christian churches were located, there they profess the Mohammedan religion to this day. However, we must read God's word properly. We read in God's word that the Lord would remove the candlestick. That means take it away. It does not read that the Lord would extinguish the candlestick. Allow me to give you an example. When a candle is burning in a room, then it is light in that room. but it is dark in the room next to it. When I remove that burning candle from one room and take it into the other room, then the first room becomes dark, and it becomes light in the second room. I have transferred the light, but have not extinguished it. This is only a symbol, but God's word also uses this symbol. God has transferred his church. The church of God in the east went under, and there it became dark. The false religion of Muhammad came there. But in the west, in the Netherlands, and in the countries of Western Europe, God planted his church, and there it became light. After a lengthy struggle, there heathenism had to yield and make room for Christianity. I hope to tell you how that came about in the following chapters. The victorious Mohammedan armies not only marched to the east and north, but they also advanced to the west. They conquered Egypt in Africa. Flourishing Christian churches had also been there. Wasn't the God-fearing Athanasius Bishop of Alexandria? No, it was not confined to Egypt. The entire north coast of Africa was conquered. We still remember Augustine, the Bishop of Hippo, do we not? God had caused his light to also shine plentifully in that place. But the candlestick was removed from there too. To this day, the Mohammedan religion is also professed there. In 711, a certain Mohammedan conqueror, Tariq by name, crossed over the Strait of Gibraltar into Europe. He landed in the south of Spain. Ever more troops followed and reinforced the army of Tariq. In a short time, all of Spain had been run underfoot. From Spain, the soldiers marched over the Pyrenees into France. The Franks lived there. At that time, the Franks were already a Christian nation. This shall be dealt with also in the following chapters. The Mohammedans penetrated into the center of France. In this we see the rage of Satan. Here we again see the conflict between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. The devil endeavored to destroy the newly planted church in the west. The church in the east had perished. Well then, the church in the west must likewise perish. That young church had to be washed away by the tidal wave of Mohammedanism. Then the devil would have gained the victory. Shall he succeed? No. God reigns. In those days, a brave king reigned over the country of the Franks. His name was Charles Martel. When the Mohammedans had penetrated into the center of France, he assembled his army and marched out to battle. He would try to hold back the almost unconquerable Mohammedans. If he was defeated, then all would be lost. Then France and the Netherlands and all the countries of Western Europe would also become Mohammedan. Then it would be done with the Church of God. Then the candlestick would be extinguished. Behold, there marches Charles Martel with his thousands of soldiers to the war. Anxious care fills their hearts. Upon a Sunday, both armies dash against each other. Swiftly, the Mohammedans come rushing on. They do not fear death. Don't they fight the holy war? Their cry, "Allah is great! Allah is great!" is frightening. They try to make the Christians flee. They have ever been successful with that. also now they shall be successful. They already count on the victory. The struggle is dreadful and horrible. However, this time, the Christians do not flee. They stand immovably firm. All the attacks of the Mohammedans are repulsed with much bloodshed. When it becomes evening, then the battle is not yet decided. The noise of the battle continues with undiminished severity. Who shall win it? Charles Martel shall make a last attempt to bring the struggle to a good end. With a roaring voice, he cries out, "Forward, my brave men!" The Frankish Christian soldiers, who have defended themselves desperately the entire day, hear that command. With the courage of despair, they march on. With irresistible force, they now attack the Mohammedans. These have not reckoned on such a surprise attack. Momentarily, a horrible struggle develops, and then, oh, happily, the Mohammedans become confused and flee. They are repulsed by the warriors of Charles Martel. The Franks launch the pursuit, and they succeed in driving the Mohammedans out of France. The Christians have won a brilliant victory, and the Church of God in Western Europe is saved. The attempt of Satan to wipe the Church of God from the earth has failed. God has shown that He reigns and that He is the Almighty One. You may be sure that many have thanked the Lord that night for this deliverance out of so great a distress. Later, the Mohammedans have been driven still further back, and finally they were even driven out of Spain and expelled to Africa. God has graciously averted that dangerous threat. We have told you in a preceding chapter that the powerful world empire of the Romans had been split in two sections. Those parts were the Western Roman Empire with Rome as its capital, and the Eastern Roman Empire with Constantinople as its capital. We know that the West Roman Empire had fallen during the Great Migration of Nations. At that time, Rome was plundered by the Vandals. This we discussed in chapter 31. But the East Roman Empire continued to exist. An emperor still reigned in Constantinople. When the attempt of the Mohammedans to conquer Europe from the West through Spain had failed, then they tried it from the East. The East Roman Empire was now exposed to their fierce attacks. The emperor had to yield entire regions of the East Roman Empire to them. The imperial armies were continually repulsed. Finally, the enemies had drawn near to the gates of Constantinople. Time after time, they tried to conquer that ancient capital. For many years, the emperor of the East Roman Empire had to fiercely fight against the dangerous, intrusive Mohammedans. If Constantinople had fallen at that time, then the Mohammedans would have conquered Europe from the east. But happily, Constantinople did not fall. Constantinople stood firm against the tidal wave of the Mohammedans. Constantinople was fiercely attacked twice, but twice the enemy was repulsed with much bloodshed by the emperor of the East Roman Empire. The emperor had set fire to the ships by which the Mohammedans had crossed the Bosporus. Thousands were killed. However stubbornly the Mohammedan soldiers fought, and they did not succeed in conquering Constantinople. Because Constantinople held out stubbornly, for the second time God has averted that dangerous threat, this time from the east. It is true, later on the East Roman Empire did fall, and then Constantinople has been conquered by the Mohammedans. At that time they even came before the gates of Vienna. But then the times were different. We shall tell you about that in its proper place, but that was ages later. If Constantinople had fallen at this time about which we are now telling you, then the Church of God would have perished. Do we not see also in this history the golden thread of the reigning hand of God? God has preserved his church against ruin. Many miracles are recorded in the Bible, but also after that, God has shown that he is the king of his church. For that reason, I have told you these histories, so that the miracles of God which he has performed should not be forgotten by us. Forget not all God's benefits.